Historic auto insurance reform legislation signed by Governor Whitmer last year takes effect July 2nd and could mean lower rates for Michigan drivers. Lowering auto insurance rates in Michigan has been a heavily debated issue for years. We're talking through this new law and what you need to know and do next on Media Meet. Welcome to Media Meet. I'm your host, Elizabeth Peterson. We are days away from Michigan's new auto insurance law taking effect. The new law, beginning July 2nd, was passed and signed to lower costs and provide drivers with more insurance choices. So what do you need to do between now and then? That's what we're talking about today. And joining us, State Representative Bo LaFave, Ryan Numala from Elder Agency, Jill Stagliano from Iron Agency, and Kurt Hewitt from the Medicare Supplement and Insurance Services of the UP. I want to thank you all for joining us today. Representative LaFave, let's start with you. So it's been long said that auto insurance rates in Michigan have gotten out of control. This legislation is certainly something drivers have been waiting for. Talk about what it took to come together and get this passed.
Yeah, it's an honor being on today. Thank you so much for discussing such an important issue. I ran for office to do a couple very important things that I heard that the people of the Upper Peninsula wanted, and car insurance reform was the number one issue. We were paying the highest in the nation, and as of recording today, we're still paying the highest in the nation. But on July 2nd, drivers across Michigan are going to be saving money because we were able to get some reforms finally through the Michigan legislature. And it took us 40 years to do it, but we finally got it done.
So, one of the important pieces of this legislation is that it no longer allows insurance companies to look at zip code. However, there will be a different geographical zones or territories, if you will. Can you explain how this is different and how it will work?
So it's basically not different. The reason why we did the zip code change was because we needed a couple extra votes. What that means for people in the Upper Peninsula is when you rate for driving an insurance policy in Iron Mountain, instead of using 49801, they might use Dickinson County. Or they might, they might aggregate Iron Mountain, Kingsford, and Quinnesec together. But where that makes a big difference is in the inner cities. And we're looking at big metropolitan areas that have multiple zip codes. They're going to aggregate those statistics from all the zip codes into one. So it doesn't have a very big difference for people in the Upper Peninsula, but it does make a difference for some folks in Southeast Michigan. So that's a change that we did.
Sure. Do you think the law goes far enough to regulate insurance companies? Critics feel this could lead to worse medical benefits. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that obviously insurance is a very heavily regulated market, and there's a reason for that. But I ultimately believe that the people that I work for aren't stupid people. They're very intelligent folks who can make reasonable decisions about the healthcare coverage that they need with regards to auto insurance. We allow everybody to pick their level of risk that they want healthcare, but before the insurance reform goes into effect on July 2nd, everybody was forced to get lifetime unlimited no cap benefits if they get an auto accident. Not everybody could afford that. So what we did is we offered choices to drivers, and I believe the people I work for are incredibly intelligent and can make the right decision for themselves and their family.
And now I want to clarify that the law doesn't just automatically reduce someone's insurance rate. It offers those new choices that you mentioned that could result in a savings. So people do, there are some steps that drivers need to take. It's not just an automatic, correct?
Well, yes and no. First of all, everybody will save money on the MCCA fee. The MCCA fee is of today $220 per vehicle. Because of the changes that we got into the no-fault law, starting on July 2nd, every single person will save $120 per vehicle if they do absolutely nothing at all. Now, you have six choices. You can choose to have the same lifetime unlimited no-cap benefits, or you can choose a lesser option such as a half a million $250,000, $50,000 of coverage, or like I'm going to choose no coverage whatsoever because my healthcare will take care of it if I'm in a bad auto accident. Those will result in even more savings on top of the $120.
Okay, so we want to talk through a bit more about some of these choices. And Ryan, Jill, you both are insurance agents. You know, one of the biggest changes that drivers will see are the options that Representative LaFaith just mentioned. Talk to us about that, what this coverage is, this personal injury protection. What does that mean, and what are these choices? What do people need to keep in mind when they're looking through this?
Would you like to go first, Jill?
Sure. Well, personal injury protection is a coverage that will now be called allowable expenses, that it will cover medical costs, anything related to that automobile accident that is a result of a medical bill. That could be rehab, that could be anything that is related to a medical. It also includes funeral costs. It's limited, but it does include some funeral costs and attendant care, which means if you are released from the hospital and you need to have someone come into your home to help you for a while, that is also included in this allowable expenses.
Yeah, I'll add to that with the personal injury protection, with what Jill said, is those allowable expenses, if you elect a different limit other than unlimited, that is your cap. And I can speak firsthand, seeing in this industry for over 20 years, that sometimes those expenses, especially a younger person, if they opt out or elect for a lower limit, they can be drastically affected when they need somebody to take care of them for the rest of their life, so they become a paraplegic. So that's something that I would caution those that do choose to opt out, because that is something that health insurance will not pay for. As well as the MCCA fee going down from $220 to $100, that's going to be reviewed on a regular basis as long as it's allowable. So we will see some savings there. However, again, in the future, you know, that's yet to be determined.
Correct. And I also want to clarify that not everyone can opt out. You know, there are some restrictions based on opting out. And those are things that everyone needs to discuss with their insurance agent, to discuss who can opt out. You know, like, are you eligible to opt out? It depends. And, it goes along with what your primary health insurance will and will not cover as well.
Sure. And as you all are mentioning, you know, that is one of the major factors, is whether or not your health insurance will cover auto-related injuries in an accident. So Kurt, elaborate on that. Should drivers be checking with their health insurance providers before deciding on this PIP coverage? And are you getting a lot of phone calls and people asking and inquiring?
Yeah, phone calls are starting to ramp up. People are starting to ask questions, and it gets down to reviewing what kind of, especially if you're on Medicare or if you have a healthcare marketplace plan or a group health plan, you know, what are those limits? What are those deductibles? For instance, Medicare, if you're relying on Medicare and you opt out, you could be putting yourself at risk for, potential long-term care out-of-pocket expenses on your end, because Medicare only covers up to certain limits. So if you decide to opt out of that, you could be putting yourself in a lot of financial jeopardy in the future. So that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that people are making the right decisions, and talking to local home and auto agencies, and making sure that they're getting good advice based on the healthcare plans that people currently have.
And I think that's really good advice. What we need folks to do is to talk with their agents, talk to their healthcare and insurance folks about these options that they have, because before, when you went to go buy an auto insurance policy, if you wanted auto insurance, you got auto insurance. Now, you have decisions to make, and we need to talk about these decisions, which is really why I'm glad that we're doing this today, because those decisions have consequences. Now, Michigan was the only state in the union that mandated lifetime unlimited no cap benefits. So now this puts us in the same boat of making these decisions as every other citizen in every the other 49 states. But we still need to talk about it because it's new. And you want to make sure that if you're young and you're healthy and you have a bunch of kids, that if something bad happens to you in a car accident, you can be taken care of. And we need to make sure that we have that discussion. So.
That's correct. You know, there are a lot of little caveats to let's say, for instance, a $250,000 limit. You know, if you there's a $250,000 limit that you can choose, if you have primary health insurance, you can choose to opt out. But then there's also that caveat that you need to, that your insurance agent needs to make you aware of the fact that if you lose that health insurance coverage and you don't let your insurance company know within 30 days, then you could end up without having any medical benefits. So there are some, as I said, caveats that we need to make sure that we communicate to people that this could be critical to you.
So talk about what happens if someone is, they make the wrong choice, or they make a choice that doesn't cover them in an accident, or like you said, they lose their health coverage and don't let their auto insurance provider know. What happens when those people can't pay their medical bills?
It could be detrimental. You know, it could be life-changing. And that's something that we try to help avoid by having the conversation. But that's why it's also so important not to avoid this topic, and that we have the conversation. And I just want to add, I think there's a misconception out there. A lot of people are starting to hear about auto reform and learn about auto reform, but there's a belief that on the 2nd of July, that their insurance is automatically going to change on that date. But that's not true. You know, it's really coming up to when the renewal date is on their policy, where we need to have those conversations with them leading up to the renewal date so we can discuss what's in their best interest and maybe allow them to be educated and review it and also elect what they feel makes most sense for them. But it's really important that they understand that it's not automatically going to happen on the 2nd of July. And it's best to really, really talk to their agent so they can get advice.
Brian, would it be fair to say that an individual would be able to call their agent and cancel their policy at any time and get into a new policy starting on the 2nd or 3rd? Is that generally how the industry works?
Well, that is already happening. We are having those conversations with folks already that maybe they have a renewal date on their policy of, say, October, and people are wondering because they're just hearing about auto reform, they're seeing it in the news, on the radio, whatever, and they want to know about it. So there are, you know, options to do a rewrite or endorse their policy depending on the carrier that they do business with.
But just like you said, you need to make that phone call. You got to contact your agent to get that.
Yeah, I just want to stress, it's not automatically going to happen.
Right. Thank you, Ryan. Yes, that is a misconception that, you know, we're hearing. People are thinking that it's just automatically going to, their premiums are automatically going to go down, and it isn't the case. It has to, it depending upon their renewal, or unless they call us and ask us to make a change effective July 2nd or later.
So we've been talking a lot about the PIP coverage, the personal injury protection, but there's another choice. There's actually two choices that drivers need to make on their policy. And the other one is the amount of bodily injury and property damage coverage. So talk about what that is and what choices people are looking at there.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Sure. So with the new law reform that's taking place is, everybody will be receiving some forms in the mail leading up to the renewal date with options to elect. If you want to choose an option, for example, if stay with the liability limits that you currently have, you need to sign off on the form. You need to sign off for the form for the liability limits as well as choosing your medical, the PIP. If you choose not to sign the form and send it back in, the new reform has directed or elected defaults that will be made for you. And those defaults could potentially impact you one way or the other if you do not pay attention and fill out the form and send it in.
And you asked earlier about some changes that we might want to make. one of the frustrating pieces that we had to include in the law to get it there was this provision where you need an annual reauthorization for something other than lifetime unlimited benefits. And it's really going to be frustrating, but you're absolutely right. If you don't send in a form, limits are going to be chosen for you, which is not going to be the cheapest option. So for folks that need to save money, they are struggling right now, particularly because of COVID or not being able to get unemployment benefits, or they got fired or any other number of reasons why folks need to save money right now, you've got to sign the form and you got to send it in. I believe it's annually. Let me know if I'm off on that.
Yeah, you're right, Bo. And I would just add to that, what we are seeing both on the agency side as well as hearing from the constituents or insureds is it'd be really great if we could eliminate these elections annually. I know there's been some bills introduced to address this matter, but I also realize it has not passed yet. But I really can't stress enough from our side on the insurance agency as well as insureds and constituents, that'd be really, really great if we could not have to do this every year.
Absolutely. Ryan, I'd like to just elaborate a little bit. You said that there will be choices made for the clients. And under the bodily injury, just so that everybody knows, the choice that will be made is $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident limit that will be chosen. Property damage is not addressed in this no-fault change. So if someone still has $10,000, which is the minimum limit you can carry on property damage, their policy will renew with that limit.
And that is for if you plow through somebody's fence, right?
Well, that's out of the state of Michigan. Property damage is out of the state of Michigan. So if you're driving into Wisconsin and you damage someone else's property, that's where your property damage limit comes in. There's a personal or property protection insurance limit of $1 million if that accident happens in Michigan. And that's a statutory limit.
One thing I wanted to tell folks about, not to get off of property or any of the other things that are really important, but we did actually have, we call this no fault. And it's not quite as accurate as it used to be to call us a strictly no fault state anymore. We always had what was called mini tort, which means if somebody rear ends me, I used to be able to go into court and get $1,000 out of them. Now that limit has increased to $3,000. So that is a change that makes it, that changes things a little bit that folks need to be aware of as well. So you do have an ability to go in and sue an at-fault driver. It used to be basically not worth your time because $1,000 might cover your deductible. Now it is $3,000, that is a little bit more of a reasonable option for somebody to take.
Just to add to that, that is a coverage you can purchase under your auto policy. So that person doesn't have to take you to court, where your auto insurance will pay that $3,000 on your behalf if you choose to do that.
Now, I just want to take a quick moment and remind those that are watching and listening on Public Radio 90 that we're here today talking about the new Michigan auto reform legislation and law that goes into effect July 2nd. We have Ryan Numala from Elder Agency and Jill Stagliano from Iron Rain Agency and Kurt Hewitt from, I'm going to say, MSIS, because to say it all again is a mouthful. And then, of course, Representative Bolafave. So thank you again for having this conversation. It's super helpful for those that are just hearing about this or still need to make those choices. Included in this law, in this legislation, there are a number of consumer protections that were built in. So we talked about the fact that they're no longer using the zip code, but instead the geographical territories. But this also includes gender, marital status, credit score, education level that can no longer be used when looking at insurance rates. And then there's this new fraud investigation unit, rates and policies being pre-approved. You talked a bit about that. Representative Lefebvre, perhaps you could start. How important was it to add in these extra protections, and what do consumers need to know about this side of it?
Well, I want to start out and be very clear that nobody should be getting discriminated against with any sort of government rule based on whether or not they're married or who they're married to or their gender. It just isn't really appropriate. Now, to the credit of the insurance industries, nobody was doing that before. So I don't want to castigate the insurance companies and say that they were doing really bad things, because they weren't. But we put it in the statute that a bad actor couldn't do that. So you can't use sex, marital status, whether or not you own a home, your credit score, what your occupation is, your zip code. And the vast majority of those things they weren't using anyway. They were using zip codes, which is why Detroit pays a higher insurance price than Escanaba. But we still have ways to make regionality a thing, because as it turns out, freeways are very dangerous. And when you don't have a freeway within 100 miles of Escanaba, it lowers the likelihood of being in an accident that's very expensive. So that's why we pay less than Detroit. But those coverages are really important. And that is something that we needed to put in the bill, and I'm glad we were able to get it accomplished.
So, you know, as we're talking through all of this, it's clear there's research that needs to be done. There's thought that needs to be put in on drivers, on those that carry these policies. Where is the best place for someone to go to look into this further? Is it to just make that call to their insurance agent? I can't imagine that you can take every single call, you know, from now, between now and then. So if they're just looking for information to educate themselves, where's that place for them?
I believe that there is still a website, reduceminsurancenow.gov or .com. That was one of the websites that was out there. But, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but the folks that are really going to get you the best information is your local hometown insurance agent. I have mine that I personally picked. I'm not going to, do it at a commercial forum today, but those folks are the best people out there to get your information. But if you don't want to call an agent and you really want to get a hold of me or my office or get some government documents, which we have plenty of, give my office a call or send me an email. We will absolutely answer as many questions as we can.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to suggest that they call you.
our Michigan Association of Insurance Agents also has some public information on their website. Am I correct, Ryan? I think that is still out there.
It is.
It's the MAIA. It's Michigan Association of Independent Insurance Agents website. You could research that, and there's some information out there as well.
You know, and also, and if you don't want to hear it from an insurance agent, you don't want to hear it from a state representative, you can also hear it from the Department of Financial DIFS, Financial and Insurance.
Financial Insurance Services.
Thank you very much. It's a mouthful. That they work with the governor, and that is the department that regulates the insurance companies. They have information on their website as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so to find DIFS, you can go to the state of Michigan website, /DIFS, and that should bring you right to the page.
And we have just a few minutes left. Jill, Ryan, Kurt, are there any questions that you've gotten from your customers that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure it's very clear before we end the show here today?
I would like to say the number one question is, am I going to save money? That is the number one question. That's what everybody wants to know. And the answer to that is maybe. It depends. I mean, it is true that the personal injury protection line item had to be rolled back a minimum of 10% of the rates that they were of last year, July of last year. And so, yes, probably you are going to save some money. But there, as again, we've talked about, there are many choices. Because not everyone is having unlimited medical benefits, we encourage people to have higher liability limits. So that may reduce your savings. But so, yeah, the answer is maybe.
Something I guess I'll add to that isn't so much a question that we receive from our insurers, but more advice. And not that liability limits were not important before, but now they've become even more important than ever. And that's contingent upon with these options that people have on selecting their personal injury protection or their medical benefits. And if you're involved in an accident and the other party is injured, and you're considered at fault and they come after you and sue you, you want to make sure that you have high liability limits to offset those medical charges that they could be facing out of pocket or those bodily injury expenses that they would have. So I really, really advise people to take a strong, strong look at your liability limits and think about increasing them, if anything.
I think that's great advice. One thing I would be remiss if I don't bring up is we do have some examples of insurance policies that have been approved by the department so far. The legislature mandated, and the governor signed a bill mandating reduction of a certain percentage of all of the options available for rate rollbacks has been higher than was actually required by statute. So if you were to choose, let's say, the $50,000 limit, we required a 45% rate reduction. Right now it's coming in at 53.3%. So the reductions are there if you choose something other than Lifetime Unlimited, which is fantastic for folks that need to save money. But if you're doing well and you can afford to pay for more insurance, absolutely agree. You want to protect yourself as much as you can afford. Reasonable.
From a professional perspective, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead. We have just about a minute left.
Okay. From a professional perspective, I have worked with many, many clients who are using their PIP from 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I see it out there when I work with people, how important the PIP coverage is for folks, especially who are of Medicare age. And so, you know, I just can't stress the importance of knowing how that's going to work with folks. So I just like to leave it with that. So,
and it's very much true that Michigan has the most generous, beneficial auto insurance coverage in the entire country if you can afford it. So if you can afford Lifetime Unlimited, no cap benefits, you will see a reduction. It's not going to be as much as, you know, as you can if you drop to unlimited, but you will see a savings if you renew your policy after July 2nd. But if you can afford to keep that unlimited, I think that's a great idea, because that, you're right, that really does help people to get in a really bad accident.
Yeah.
If you can't afford, you're deciding whether or not you need to put food on your table or have Lifetime Unlimited no cap benefits, and you're in your 80s, Medicare will cover you if you're in an accident. You're just not going to get the best coverage in the world, which you would under Lifetime Unlimited.
Well, and I think that's probably a really great place to end today. I want to thank you all for joining the show. A lot of really wonderful information. Again, this law goes into effect July 2nd. So those of you watching, you still have a few days to kind of do your research, talk to your insurance agent, and make those decisions for yourself. Again, thank you to those watching and those listening on Public Radio 90. For WNMU, I'm Elizabeth Peterson. Stay safe.
The preceding program was produced by WNMU-TV, Northern Michigan University Public Television, in studios located in Elizabeth and Edgar Hardin Hall.